This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. What town is in the very corner of Kansas? In southeast Kansas, it is the historic community of Baxter Springs. Today, we'll learn about how this community is honoring its history and that of the region. It's today's Kansas Profile. Mary Billington is director of the Baxter Springs Heritage Center and Museum, as well as the Route 66 Visitor Center in Baxter Springs. Baxter Springs is located in Cherokee County in the very southeast corner of Kansas. Billington grew up in Oklahoma and had family in Missouri. Her career involved bookkeeping and customer service. She also enjoyed history, especially family history, and is the family genealogist. Baxter Springs is positioned between Oklahoma and Missouri, so it was a nice location for Billington. When the museum director position came open, involving managing finances, sharing history, and providing customer service, a friend told her, "You would be a perfect fit for this." Billington became the director of the Baxter Springs Heritage Center and Museum and Visitor Center in 2016. Customer service remains a top priority for her. "I want to help people have fun while they're here and encourage them to spend extra time in our community," Billington said. "Through the decades, we've had a very active historical society," Billington said. "During the past half century, the Historical Society bought land, built a museum, and expanded it through the years. In addition to raising private funds, the museum receives a mill levy and works closely with city government. It's fantastic the way the programs work together," Billington said. Baxter Springs received its name from John Baxter, who admired the bountiful springs near his homestead. This water and its location at the midpoint between Fort Leavenworth and Fort Gibson in Indian Territory made it an ideal camping point along the military road between the forts. The abundant prairie grass and water surrounding the springs attracted the drovers who were moving longhorn cattle north from Texas along the Shawnee Trail. Before Abilene became famous, Baxter Springs became the first cowtown in Kansas. Southeast Kansas was also a site of extensive mining of lead, zinc, and coal. In the early years, mining operations brought a large influx of workers from diverse ethnic groups, but also brought about major environmental consequences. Lead contamination led to the abandonment of the Cherokee County town of Treece, now considered a ghost town. In 2010, Treece was a rural community of 138 people. Now that's rural. Today, the Baxter Springs Heritage Center and Museum shares the history of the region. The museum has 20,000 square feet under roof. It attracts visitors who literally come from all over the world. Our top five of sources of international visitors are the UK, Germany, France, Norway, and New Zealand, Australia, Billington said. 3 blocks from the museum and located on the main highway is the Route 66 Visitor Center. That building was originally constructed as a gas station in 1930. In 2005, it was purchased by the Historical Society. It was remodeled to become the Visitor Center and restored to its 1940s appearance in 2007. "We've had many generous donors through the years," Billington said. The Visitor Center takes its name from the fabled Route 66 Highway, which carried dispossessed workers west to California during the Dust Bowl era. "During the Depression, we saw people moving to California. Now we're seeing a reversal," Billington said. "We're seeing an influx of people moving back to the Midwest," she said. Billington enjoys the people she meets. "You have the opportunity to help people enjoy their day," she said. For more information, go to www.baxterspringsmuseum.org. What town is in the very corner of Kansas? Baxter Springs is located in the very southeast corner of the state and is promoting and building on its interesting history. We commend Mary Billington and all those involved with the Baxter Springs Heritage Center and Museum for making a difference with history-based tourism. When it comes to good hospitality in southeast Kansas, they just might have a corner on the market. And there's more. There's been a resurgence of interest in Route 66. We'll learn the reasons why next week. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.